Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
probably the most prolific composer of songs that have been absorbed into the jazz repertoire is Cole Porter. He wrote dozens of Broadway musicals during his career, along with music for Hollywood and TV. He always worked alone, composing both the music and lyrics. This first set of Cole Porter songs will feature Ella Fitzgerald with the Buddy Bregman Orchestra in 1956 on the first of her songbook series albums, singing Too Darn Hot from the Porter 1948 Broadway musical Kiss Me, Kate. Then guitarist Russell Malone and a quartet with Get Out of Town from the 1938 show Leave It to Me. And then organist and sometimes singer Joey DeFrancesco and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To from the 1943 Hollywood movie Something to Shout About.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gop for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
you'd be so nice by the fire with a breeze on high, singing a lullaby. You'd be all, baby, I ever could desire. Under the stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon, burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be awfully like paradise to come home to and love.
You've got Dr. Jazz playing Cole Porter on your radio. Porter was born in the small town of Peru, Indiana, in 1891. His grandfather was the wealthiest man in the state. He began learning piano and violin at 6 and composed his first song at 10. His mother was very pushy and pulled every string she could to further Cole's career. He attended Yale University and wrote about 300 songs and produced 6 full-scale musical productions while a student. During World War I, he moved to Paris, where he thrived on the social scene. His parties were legendary. During the 1920s through the 50s, he became a huge success on Broadway. He also did scores for Hollywood pictures. In 1937, he suffered a serious horse riding accident that caused him pain for the rest of his life. He died of kidney failure in 1964 at age 73. We'll start this next set with "You're Sensational" from the 1956 film High Society, sung by Nat King Cole's little brother Freddie from his Merry-Go-Round album of 2000. Then alto saxophonist Art Pepper plays "What Is This Thing Called Love" from the album Modern Art of 1957. The song was written for the 1929 show Wake Up and Dream. In 1959, Anita O'Day recorded the album Anita O'Day Sings Cole Porter, and "It's the Lovely" is included from the 1936 Broadway musical Red Hot and Blue.
Okay. what people say. You're more or less aloof, but you're sensational. I don't care if you are called the fair Miss Frigidaire. You're sensational. Making love is quite an art. What you require is proper squire to fire your heart. But if you say one fine day you'll let me come to call, we'll have a ball. 'Cause you're sensational. You're sensational. That's all. Sensational. Now I don't care if you are called the fair Miss Frigidaire. You're sensational. Making love is quite an art. What you require is proper squire to fire your heart. But if you say one fine day you let me come to call, we'll have a ball. 'Cause you're sensational. You are sensational. That's all.
Thank you. The skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Look at yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's the luxe, it's the lovely. What a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. So let yourself go, please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's the luxe, it's the lovely, it's the lovely. Man, it's a ball.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, presenting the music of Cole Porter. During his college years, Porter became a homosexual, and back in those days, it was very important to stay in the closet for career reasons. In 1919, he married a woman he was close friends with, and they had a kind of partnership arrangement. Porter could put on the front of being straight, while she could enjoy all the benefits of being married to a famous, wealthy celebrity living in the fast lane. The arrangement worked well, and they were married for 35 years until she passed away in 1954. Porter spent the rest of his life a recluse. Lined up next is At Long Last Love from Porter's Broadway musical You Never Know of 1938, sung by Lena Horne in 1958. Then trombonist Benny Green plays I Love You from the 1944 Broadway show Mexican Hayride. Green recorded it in 1958 on Back on the Scene. After that, from her collage album of 1996, Karen Allison sings All of You from Porter's Broadway musical Silk Stockings.
I'm so in love, and though it gives me joy intense, I can't decipher if I'm a lifer or if it's just a first offense. I'm so in love, I've no sense of values left at all. Is this a playtime, affair of Maytime, or is it a windfall? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth dreaming of? Or is it at long
I love the look of you, the I'd love to take a tour of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd like to take complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, 'cause I love all of you.
Exploring the songs of Cole Porter on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Apparently, Cole Porter spent some time in the French Foreign Legion in North Africa during World War I. Proof of this is weak, and some sources discount this story altogether. Well, who knows? This last set contains three songs from Porter's Broadway musical Anything Goes of 1934. In 1955, Dinah Washington began her For Those in Love album with I Get a Kick Out of You. Then baritone man Jerry Mulligan and tenor man Stan Getz team up on their Getz Meets Mulligan recording of 1957 with Anything Goes. We'll conclude this program with Harry Connick Jr. singing Easy to Love from his Come By Me album of 1999.
mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I should get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from champagne. I'm sure that if I took even one sip, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Though it's clear to me You obviously don't adore me. See, I get no kick in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. See, I get a kick. You give me a boot. See, I get a kick out of you. See, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I get a kick out of you. Ooh, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I do. Get a kick out of you.
You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above. So worth the yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so happy together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy.
For another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.